give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah
glad to know who he is.
Happy
Memorial Day weekend. I'm thankful all week. I've been seeing posts and different articles and things online, and just to realize freedom costs something.
Right.
You know, many, many men in our country and other countries have paid the supreme price for our freedoms. And I don't ever want to take that for granted. I like to read something, an article, that I just looked up the statistics this morning about what freedom cost. The Revolutionary War cost 4,435 lives. The War of 1812 cost over 2,260. The Indian Wars cost 1,000. The Mexican Wars cost 13,283. The Civil War cost almost 500,000 lives. The Spanish-American War cost over 2,000 lives. World War I, 116,516. World War II, 405,399. The Korean War, 54,246. The Vietnam War, 90,000. I could have been one of the statistics in the Vietnam War that I got drafted, but I didn't have to go because of my condition with my eye. The Persian Gulf War, 1,565. The global wars on terrorism, over 6,000, almost 7,000. The total number of Americans killed in all the U.S. wars is more than 1.1 million lives. You go to Arlington Cemetery and see the crosses. I went to Yorkville. My wife reminded me, I saw the crosses in the Yorkville Cemetery, not the cemetery, I'm sorry, the park in Yorkville. And they had a lot of the white crosses. Some people might be offended by white crosses in a park. They might be offended by a cross. But there was a cross 2,000 years ago. Amen. It only took one to set men free. Yes.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't ever want to take that for granted.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the crosses of the soldiers, men and women that have sacrificed for us, means a lot to me. My father served in World War II. I had friends in Vietnam War, one that didn't come back. And John says, then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Mm-hmm. Much has been sacrificed for truth in our nation over the years. Skipping down a few verses, and if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Mm-hmm. This holiday weekend, every year I get reminded of the cost of freedom and how much it's attacked in our nation these days. It seems I can't comprehend where people don't realize and understand the freedoms that have been given to us, and they don't cherish the freedoms and the liberties. You know, we had a freedom to come to church this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad you
Amen.
Did. I'm thankful you're here on a holiday weekend. Lots of folks are traveling, vacations and things. But being faithful and realizing the freedom that God has provided for us, let's not take it for granted. This morning, let's be thankful unto the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. And just let him know that the freedom that he provided means so very much to us this
Amen.
Morning.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And the lamb, how great. is our God.
back wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath, the living water, such a marvelous mystery. Everything, and I will assure you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will adore you, Lord, and lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus.
Together, worthy, all together, one.
usher, ushers.
Thank you, Lord.
Ushers, to come forward.
Hallelujah.
We'll ask a good-looking guy with the yellow bow tie to pass off.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are Jehovah,
and I worship you.
You are Jehovah, and I glorify you.
There is no other,
there is no other
God like you.
No other God like you. Your name be praised.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I worship you.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you.
And I glorify you.
There is no other,
there is no other. No other God like you, your name be praised.
I am
which was and is and is to come.
You're the lion,
you're the lamb, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
You're the train,
you're the temple for you, are high and lifted up. Your name be praised.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and
I glorify you.
There is no other,
there is no other
God like you.
No other God like you. Your name be praised.
I am
which was and is to come.
You're the lion,
you're the lion, you're the lamb, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Your train
is the temple for you, a high and lifted up. Your name be praised.
I am
which was and is to come.
You're the lion,
you're the lamb, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Your train
is the temple for you, a high and lifted up. Your name be praised.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah, and I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
and I glorify you.
There is no other
God like you.
No other God like you.
Your name be praised.
I am
which was and is and is to come.
You're the lion,
you're the lamb, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Your train
the temple for you, a higher lifted up.
Your name.
Lift up the name of Jesus. 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 Lift up the name. Be praised.
I am
which was and is and is to come.
You're the Lord.
You're the Lamb. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Your train
is the temple for you. A high and lifted up.
Your name.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, I like to be in an environment where there's anointed worship. There's plenty of churches to be in around town and the surrounding areas, but if it's not anointed worship, if it's not Jesus' name, I don't want nothing to do with it. I got time to go get my car and go somewhere else, but I don't have to go anywhere else. I could park my car and throw the keys on the seat and say, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be where the presence of the Lord is, and He is in this place.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You can be seated at this time. This is a special day, the special weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I just wanted to share something with you.
on this Memorial Day. The first national celebration took place on May 30th, 1868 at Arlington National Cemetery. It still takes place there today with the placing of the wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier and the decoration of each grave with a small American flag. Memorial Day was made to honor those heroes of America, particularly those men and women who perished while serving in the United States Armed Forces. I want to share a poem with you, a Memorial Day poem. It says, "I do not know your name, nor for which battle you died. I do not know your home, nor the tears that were cried. I do not know where you rest, nor the promises broken. I do not know your uniform, or the fears lay unspoken. But I know your spirit exists, that your courage is admired, and your sacrifice is honored by each soul that's inspired. And I offer you from my heart, thank you, to guardians unknown, for offering yourselves for us all, that we may keep freedom our home." I'm so thankful that we have a day set aside to give thanks that we live in this country, that we freedom is not free, but we are thankful for the price that was paid for the ones that have done that for us in Jesus' name. Memorial and a definition is something, especially a structure established to remind people or of a person or a particular event. Some have and some are planning to this weekend to visit a grave site where a loved one is laid to rest. Memorials themselves have been around for a very long time. In Genesis 28, 10 through 19, I'm going to read that, and it says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of this place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and on the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it." And that was in Genesis, and it was in John, where Nathaniel, one of the disciples, was also able to see angels ascending and descending from heaven also. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land upon where thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall be all the families of the earth blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done which I have spoken to thee of." And Jacob awaked out of the sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God. And this is the very gateway to heaven." And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took up a stone that he had put up for his pillows and set up for a pillar and poured oil upon it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, which means the house of God. But the name of that city was Luz at the first. But when he had a God encounter, when he was in a place where he was in God's presence, it didn't matter what it was called before. That was a place where his presence dwells. And I'm so thankful that I could get to come here every time the doors are open and to be in his presence and where it dwells in Jesus' name. That it is just isn't confined to these four walls, but it goes with me wherever I go in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful for that. The title of this message is, "Where is your Bethel?" Jacob was on the run for his life. Big brother was saying, "I will soon be mourning my brother's death, then I will kill my brother Jacob." Those are not words you want to hear when you're a little brother and you got a big brother. Jacob was in an uncomfortable situation but found comfort in God's presence. God opened his eyes and his understanding in a place he'd never been before. Jacob is in unfamiliar territory and way out of his comfort zone at this time. His routine is not the same anymore, and God lets him know that you are not alone. The young will see visions, I believe, and God will demonstrate himself and open the eyes of the young. I believe in this church. I believe in the Sunday school department. God impressed upon me to say that this morning. I believe Sunday school teachers here that are here today that have been here and will continue to teach here, God will give them dreams and God will give them visions. God is not done with us yet. He has so much more that he wants to show us In Jesus' name. I believe he's going to open the eyes and understanding of things to come and things present that we may not even understand at this time. In Jesus' name. I believe we've just seen the beginning of what God is going to do in this place in our lives. In Jesus' name. Can we give God a hand clap of praise for that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the disciples are asking Jesus how to pray, his response is, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. I want heaven to be loosed when I am alone, especially when I'm in the house of God. I want there to be a lot of activity going on between heaven and earth, up and down. We're the only two people that I saw in Scripture that see it. It was Nathaniel and Jacob, ascending and ascending in Jesus' name. But I believe that God wants to open the eyes, and he will. Allow yourself to be open. It might not happen in the time that you may be expecting it. I'll be honest with you, the times that God opened my eyes and showed me things of the unseen, they were not when I expected it. But you allow God, just pray, Lord, open my understanding. You said in your word that young men will see visions and dream dreams. The old men will dream dreams. In Jesus' name, I believe that God will still do that here today. I believe he's going to do that. I believe that there's going to be a testimony for others in this place. They're going to share with what they have seen in Jesus' name. Jacob didn't get his vision in his comfort zone. He didn't get it the weeks before when everything was going okay at home. He didn't get it when mom was making dinner every night. He just had to go. Plans were changed. How he perceived how his future would be changed. He knew he had his father's blessing, and that's all he left his home with. Maybe he was reminded when he was all alone, when grandpa took dad to Moriah, they went up to one of the mountains to worship, and God provided grandpa Abraham a ram, a substitute for my dad, when he was all alone. Who knows what was going through his head, but he heard these stories. In Jesus' name. And he called that place Jehovah Jireh. Grandpa said, that's the God place where God provided for me. In Jesus' name. Being up close and personal is God's desire for every one of us. I'll never forget when God filled me with his spirit. I'll never forget the children's revival where my children received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was right here. This is an altar, but this is a place where I'm reminded when I come here every day. And it was many years ago, and I remember Brother Davis coming up to me after I received the Holy Ghost. I remember Joel Parris standing next to me, and he was laughing. It was a joyful laugh. And I was right here, and I remember I felt like electricity was going through my body, and I thought my phone was on vibrating. I'm like, what is going on? I was like, man, I just got filled with the Holy Ghost, man. This is just the power that God filled me with. And this is my spot. I will never forget it. Maybe you have a Bethel. You have a place in here that you will never forget what God has done in your life. Maybe this isn't your place. Maybe the place is where you're sitting. Maybe it's on the other side of the front of the platform. I don't know where it is, but you have a place that you will never forget, that you will always be reminded of what God has done for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I remember my children at 8 and 10 years old. I was at the church in Aurora, and there was a children's revival, and then they were standing right in front of the up by the altar, and I was behind them. And at 8 and 10 years old, I was right there, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. I'll never forget that. I remember driving home. And I've only shared this with a couple people, but you know where Granite Road and Jericho is? I sat there and I was waiting for the light to change. There's no light there. There's a four-way stop. I just sat there and I just thought about what God did, the miracle that God performed right there. And I was just stuck in that moment. So if you ever have moments like that where you're waiting for a light to change when there's no light, that's okay. Maybe it's part of getting older. I don't know, but it happens to all of us. He is your guide and he is your guard. You have a long journey ahead of you, Jacob. Your journey may seem long. His promises have not changed. Maybe there's a promise that has been spoken over you. And I know I'm not alone in this. You've changed. You're older now. And the people around you may have changed. But that promise God has given you has not changed. In Jesus' name. You know what it is that God has promised you. And he didn't promise nobody else. And it hasn't come to pass yet. You look in the mirror and you're thinking, Lord, I don't even look the same as when you gave me that promise. I don't even have the same friends. And some of my family has even passed since that promise that you've given me. In Jesus' name. But Lord, I believe that your promise will stand and that you have not changed and your promise has not changed also. Is there anyone that has felt tired, has been dealing with fear and anxiety? Jacob, I believe, is one that could testify. That's when God showed up in his life. When he dealt with uncertainty, he dealt with fear. I'm sure there was anxiety. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? This was not my life a week ago. This was not my life a few days ago. I just got my father's blessing. Now I'm on the run for my life. This does not make sense. A lot of things in our life may not make sense, but it's all part of his plan. He's so far ahead of us. That's when we have to trust him. Lord, show me things. But you know what? He says, you know what? Just show me your faith and trust me, and I will show you things to come. It was at this time when he got up and he took the stone that he was laying on as a pillow. And I can't imagine what it would be to sleep all night on a pillow this hard. And he poured oil on it. And he was forever reminded about that's where God met me. In my unfamiliar place, in unfamiliar territory, in my uncertainty in my life. But he gave me many promises right there. And he said he would promise he would fulfill every one of them. Not one of them will fail. It may take some time, but it's in my time. God says, not in our time. Jacob knew he was out of his comfort zone, but not alone. In verses 20 through 22, it says, "And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, 'If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, provide me with food and clothes, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone, this memorial which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And for all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth.'" That's just incredible. Lord, my grandpa had a personal relationship with you. Lord, my dad had a personal relationship with you. Lord, it is your desire to have that same personal relationship with me. This, what we have is ours. We cannot give this to our kids. Our kids are going to have this for ourselves. That doesn't mean that we can't remind them and share them with them the stories, what God has done in our lives. As a memorial, as a reminder, what God did, where God saved me when I was in my most desperate state. When I went to the house of the Lord and I was forever changed. And I never was the same after I walked out of the house of the Lord that night. I'm so thankful. And Joshua, I want to say this. If God gave me much, I'm thankful. If God gave me little, I will be content with what I have. In Joshua 4, 1 through 9, it says, "All the people had crossed the Jordan River, and the Lord said to Joshua, 'Now choose you 12 men from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the midst of the Jordan. Carry them out and pile them up at where you'll be camping tonight.' So Joshua called together the 12 men he had chosen, one from each of the tribes of Israel. He told them, 'Go in the middle of the Jordan, in front of the ark of the Lord your God. Each of you must pick up one stone and carry it over your shoulder, 12 stones in all, for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we'll use these to build a memorial.'" And you're thinking, what in the world did I walk into this morning when I saw a ladder standing up and I saw the stone on the ground and all these 12 stones? This is Memorial Day. And this is, memorial is something that took place a long time ago before we celebrated here as a country. So every tribe went forward. You know, I'm going to ask for a volunteer. Mason, you want to help me out? I got about a total of 12 of them. And one was Asher. The tribe of Asher would walk over. He's in front of the Ark of the Covenant. And he would take it to the other side of the river. What do you got there, bud? You got Judah. Judah makes it. Picks up the stone. The leader of the tribe of Judah makes it over there to the other side of the river. You got Simeon. Makes it to the other side of the river. This is all dry ground. It wasn't dry before. It was in harvest season. The waters were pretty high at the time, but the waters did not spread apart until the priest put his foot on the water and started a puddle, and then it did. It was by faith that water spread, and that they had a testimony to this day that they were on dry ground. Manasseh walks over and builds as part of this memorial. Let's see, how many more we got? We got about four more tribes left. We got Reuben. Reuben's on his way over. Takes part of his memorial. This is their memorial day in Israel. You got Zebulun. He goes, I want to be part of this too. Nobody's left out. Everybody's part of this memorial. What you got? Naphtali, last one. Once was a flowing river. Now they're on dry ground, right in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Now a memorial set as a constant reminder. In the future, your children will ask you, what do these stones mean? Then you can tell them, they reminded us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across. These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever. Joshua and everyone who crossed the Jordan River that day knew that God performed a miracle on their path to the promise. We need to be reminded, our children, that God has done for us and what he will do for them. Ronald Reagan, quote number one, says, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. In Judges 2:10, it says, after that generation died, another generation grew up and did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done for Israel. It's just a shame. What God had done, all the mighty miracles that he'd done, the steps that were taken, the dry ground that how many people were able to walk on, and how soon was that next generation forgot? May the next generation not forget what God has done for us. May we remind them. May they be encouraged. May they want what we have. May we pass the baton to them and say, you know what? This baton's in good hands. I'm thankful for this generation that's rising up, that's going to meet together in just a few months in August. I believe it's at the end of July. They're going to go to a place that they've never been before. They're going to go to Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis, Indiana, with over 32,000 seats sold in that stadium, of a generation that is taking this thing forward in Jesus' name, that is not going to forget. Ronald Reagan, quote number two, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We do not pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. God has his own particular, I don't know if you would say it as a memorial, but I believe it's worth saying this morning. In Malachi 3:16 and 17, it says, then they that fear the Lord spake often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name, and that they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. He won't forget your testimonies. He will not forget these God talks. He's got his own memory of things. It's in a book. And I don't know how big it is going to be. I guess it will be determined on the conversations that we have here in this life. I wonder, you know, I believe God is an up-close and he's an intimate God. I wonder if he's going to take one of us someday and say, you know what, I got to take you to this. Your name's, I showed you your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but I want to show you this other book that I have. You know, when you talked about me and you weren't ashamed to talk about me at work, and you just wanted to brag on me in front of your brothers and sisters in the house of God? I got this whole section. I know right where it is. It's like pages thick. May it be said of us that a book of remembrance, that our names may be put in it, and there will be volumes of things written in it that we brag on the Lord for what he has done, his goodness for me, and that it may not be forgotten. that the generation will remember, that it will not be like that in Judges 2 where the generation rose up and they forgot about the Lord. They didn't remember the great things he did. In Jesus' name. We can stand at this time. It says, I remember telling my girls in the Bible, I said, the promise is for you and for your children. And it happened to me. And I remember exactly where my children were. And I'll never forget the place where God filled them with the Holy Ghost. And I remember standing there right behind them. I want to say this, that God has given somebody a promise. And God intends to perform a miracle on your pathway to that promise. It may seem impossible to see that promise fulfilled in your lifetime, but God intends to fulfill every promise that he has given you personally in Jesus' name. I think we need to give God a hand clap in faith. Say, Lord, I believe that in Jesus' name. Some things have died in my mind, Lord, but you are taking me to another level. You're taking me to a different dimension. Lord, you are the resurrection in Jesus' name. That promise didn't die with you, but it died in me in my mind. But God wants to resurrect some things in your mind, some things that he has spoken to your spirit, and revive them in Jesus' name. We can just gather around just for a moment. Just take a moment to remember when the Lord showed up and changed your life. And we could just give God some thanks. And that this promise that God has given us did not stop at this generation. It did not stop where you're at. It's not going to stop where I'm at. This promise is just going to keep going on until the Lord calls us home in Jesus' name.
I give you my soul.
Hallelujah.
Anybody thankful here this morning? Thankful for what he has done. His promises have not changed. I'm reminded of his goodness, of his faithfulness, of where he changed me. That day my life was changed. I will never forget the where and the when, and I will share it with somebody else in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, be with us as we go out this place, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. May we tell another generation of your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. They may it not be forgotten in this next generation, in Jesus' name, Lord. May we honor, Lord, and be thankful for the freedom that we have in you and the country that we live in Jesus' name. You may go at this time, in Jesus' name.